Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, my name is Pastor Mary Otieno of King's Outreach Ministry, Texas. Today I'm going to share with you about judgment. The topic is repent or judgment is coming. The reference Matthew 24, verse 1 to 42. And Jesus, verse 2, and Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of the coming and the end of the world? I pray. Heavenly Father, King of Glory, I want to thank you, and I want to bless you, and I want to exalt your holy name, the name above all names. The only name that gives us love. The only name that gives us redemption. I want to thank you for this day. And I want to bless you and exalt you. You are the great I am. You are the lion of the tribe of Judah. Father Lord, as I share this, Lord, may you open the hearts of the listeners. Everybody that will listen to this. About the end time, about the judgment, Lord, may you melt any hard things in their hearts, and may you replace it with the Holy Spirit. May you bless them as they hear your word. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And Jesus answered unto them, take heed that no one deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, and the kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine, earthquakes, diverse of places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to the to be afflicted, and shall heal you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax. Verse 36. No one knows the time. No one knows the day or hour. Not even the angels, nor the Son, but only the Father. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness upon all nations, and then shall the end come. Now let's look at the judgment of Jerusalem. The judgment of Jerusalem. When we look at the judgment of Jerusalem, and this is from Mark chapter 24, verse 1 to 42, but we can also get it in Mark chapter 13, verse 1 to 36. We can also get it from Luke chapter 21, verse 5 to 36. There was destruction that took place in Jerusalem. Jerusalem had been judged. That means judgment had been passed to Jerusalem. The judgment was the destruction. Jerusalem, Jesus said, Jerusalem will be completely encircled by enemies. That one we can find from the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 43 and 44. The temple will be leveled down to the last stone. Her people will be killed and some led captive to all nations. Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Note, our Lord apparently is referring to two separate destructions of Jerusalem in these verses. Now, the first destruction of Jerusalem is historical, occurring when Titus leveled the city in AD 70. Our Lord warned that not one temple stone would be left upon another. This prophecy was remarkably fulfilled on September 8, AD 70. On this day, the Roman general Titus broke down the Jerusalem walls and captured the city. There was a false rumor that had been spread among the Roman troops that the Jews had used gold instead of the mortar to hold together the beautiful marble stones of the temple. The soldiers, therefore, literally tore apart. They decided to tear apart and to look and to search every stone fruitlessly in search of and to discover the gold. They were looking for the precious gold. Today, what are we looking for? What is Jerusalem? Jerusalem could be your heart. Jerusalem could be your body. That body will be destroyed. That body will be trodden upon. That body will be put in the grave. That body can be burnt down. But what about your heart? The soldiers were looking for gold, gold which is earthly. They brought down all the stones of Jerusalem, looking for gold. What are you looking for today? What am I looking for today? Are you looking for earthly things that will wear out, that will fall like petals of flowers, and will fade away? Solomon, the book of Solomon tells us that when we chase the gold and earthly things, we are like chasing wind. The second is yet to come and will occur sometime during tribulation. Now let's look at tribulation. The first half of tribulation. What will happen? False prophet and Messiah will arise and deceive many. And even now, there are some that are deceiving. They are saying, oh, there is no hell. They are saying, oh, when you only take this cloth, you will be healed. They are saying, oh, when you, I came with a cloth from Israel. If you pay this amount of dollars, and you, I give you this piece of cloth, all your problems will be gone. All your diseases will be healed. Jesus said, there'll be wars, and rumors of wars will intensify. There'll be famine, earthquakes, and great signs from heaven. Believers will be scourged, imprisoned, hated, betrayed by their own families. Wickedness will be multiplied, and the love of many shall grow cold. Remember, many of these things, of course, have taken place throughout the entire church age on a lesser scale, and will doubtless continue right up to the rapture. Let's look at the last half of tribulation. The abomination of desolation, that is a state of the Antichrist, will be unveiled in the temple of Holy of the Holies. The world's most severe tribulation and persecution will begin. The sun and the moon will be darkened. The sea tide will rise and draw out much destruction. The hearts of men will experience terror as never before. The battle will take place. Christ will return to earth. Now, let's look at some of these things that these events that we have been told will take place. What are these events and how will they take place? Let's look at them and see what will happen. How these events will take place. When will they take place? Are they taking place now? Let me start with the earthquake. The significant earthquake in the past 30 days, and that was recorded in the month of May 27, 1995. So from the month of May 27, 1995, up to the year 2012. But now let's look at the month of May 27, 1995. There were significant earthquakes that were recorded. When we look at them, we see that a magnitude of 6.8 earthquake took place at Sea of Okotos. Magnitude of 5.7 took place on west northwest of Greenville, California. Now that one took place on 13th of May, and the date was 24th. May 24th, 2013, that took place. There was a magnitude of 6.3 earthquake at Toga, which took place on May 23rd, 2013. Magnitude of 7.4 at Toga, May 23rd, 2013. Magnitude of 6.5, the off course of Aysén, Chile, May 20th, 2013. Magnitude of 6.0, northeast of Nami, Japan,
May 18, 2013. A magnitude of 6.8 west of Agrihan, Northern Mariana Island, May 14, 2013. And it was 1.8 kilometers deep. 6.4 magnitude west-northwest of Naifa, Toba. That was May 11, 2013. Now let's look at the famine. According to the records of World Hunger Education Records of 2012, 925 million hungry people were recorded in 2010 in the world. 925 million hungry people. It is estimated that in the whole world, there are about 9 billion people. 9 billion people in the whole world. But out of the 9 billion people, 925 million people were suffering from hunger. Let's look at the breakdown. In developed countries, 19 million. New East and North Africa, Near East and North Africa, 37. Latin America, 53 million. Sub-Sahara Africa, 239 million. Asia and the Pacific, 578 million. Those are people who do not have food. They are dying of hunger. In America, we are blessed. We have plenty of food. Now, what about the wars? We are told here that there will be wars and rumors of wars. Let's look at what is happening in the world now. And I'm going to talk about the total, the deaths which are 1,000 and above. 1,000 and above deaths per year. Internal conflict in Burma, that is in Asia, that is a war which started in 1948. And is there up to 2012, it was still there. That was 12,000 civilians. Conflict in Afghanistan, which started in 1978, 8,398 people. Somali Civil War, which started in 1991, 2,620. Al-Qaeda insurgency in Yemen, we started in 1992, 2,321. War in Northwest Pakistan, we started in 2004, 6,211. Mexican Drug War, we started in 2006, 18,161. Sudanese nomadic conflict, which started in 2009, 3,200. Syrian Civil War, which started 2011, 2012 were 41,900. And fatalities in 2013 are 19,391. Sudan international conflict, we started 2011, 2,367. The fatalities in 2012 was 1,119. Iraq insurgency, 4,573. Fatalities in 2013, 1,658. Northern Mali conflict. We started 2012. 2,065. Now, if we look at the other, the ones below 1,000 deaths per year, let me mention just a few. Iranian-Kurdish conflict, 34,000 fatalities in 2012, about 8. Communist insurgency in the Philippines, 1942. Cumulative fatalities, 43,388. Now, when we look at this word, what Jesus talked about, that there will be wars and rumors of wars, is now happening. What about the signs in the moon, the sun, and the stars? The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great, dreadful day of the Lord. We talked about the coming of the Son of Man. Immediately after tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give light. The moon will not give light. That tells us that if the sun darkens and the moon does not give light, physically the world will be in darkness. The stars will fall from heaven, and the power of heaven will be shaken. The power of heaven will be shaken. Jesus tells us that time will come when the power of heaven will be shaken. And when the power of heaven will be shaken, and the sun is our star, it is the biggest star, then it means that we will be shaken. Then it means that there will be no physical light on earth. Jesus said this in advance for us to know about his coming on the earth. He is coming. He said that in advance about his coming on the earth. Nations will be anxious and perplexed at the roaring and tossing of the sea. When we look at this, so many things are happening. There are so many things which are happening now. When we look at the March 2012 weather, it was recorded that through the weather channel, it recorded the heat, a very high record of heat that was not understood. It was also recorded the heaviest late season snow. And this snow was seen in New York, and that was in the month of May. There was massive rapid of snow melt. There was 80s in Canada in March. The temperature was 80s in Canada in March. All time March heat several days was above. Atlanta pollen count topped 9,000. Pollen count topped 9,000. And the Michigan, Minnesota, tornadoes in March was too much. There was record of hailstone in Hawaii. And Chicago recorded strike. International fall the melting iceberg. Temperature in California recently reached 130 degrees Fahrenheit, and it was the highest in the world. These are mysteries that we cannot understand. But these are the things that Jesus said. Let's look at some of the planets. There is a mystery rising in Mercury. Unknown processes causing Mercury to swell up. According to the NASA report, the innermost planet is scattered all over Mercury, and half of the floor of the biggest crater on the planet has been raised above the world. Nobody can explain why this is happening. Nobody has an answer to why this is happening. We are astonished as to what is happening. As human beings, we don't know, but only God knows. What about the solar storm? It was recorded that in flared radiation from nitric oxide molecules on March 8th to 10th of 2012 signaled the biggest upper atmospheric heating event in 7 years. It was also stated that there were still so many strong flares and geomagnetic storms early the month still erupting. When we look at this, we realize that what Jesus talked about, the signs of end times, has now come. And Jesus told us that we should keep watch. We should keep watch because no one knows the time. No one knows the day. No one knows the hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of the Man, the coming of the Son of God. For in the days, therefore, the flood was there. People were marrying, people were marrying, people were eating, people were drinking. To the day Noah entered the ark. Nobody knew what was going to happen. What about today? What is happening today? How does it affect us? When we look at the TVs today, there is a lot taking place. There is a lot about us, about self. There is a lot that is taking place. What about the preaching? People have turned to preaching, compromise preaching. They are only preaching about prosperity. We are not preaching about the coming of the Messiah. We are not leading the Christians to repentance. We are not telling the Christians about the rapture, which is going to take place. We are not telling the Christians about how Jesus is coming to wed the church. We are not telling the Christians how the wedding rings are ready. The Messiah is coming. The church is now compromising. When everything that is not in, when some of the things which are not in the Bible is being legalized, when the foundation is broken, when the foundation of our faith is broken, what should the faithful do? When abortion has been passed, that abortion is now legal, you as a Christian, you as a follower of Christ, you as the faithful of God, you as the temple of the Lord, you as the church of Christ, you as that was created in the image of God, image and likeness, what are you supposed to do? Do you go ahead and do abortion? Do you go ahead and blame those who have passed the law of abortion? The Bible tells us not to judge, and the judgment belongs to the Lord, and vengeance belongs to the Lord. When the foundation is broken, the foundation of the church is broken now. We have turned to things which are useless. We are chasing after wind. We are out to please our body, the body which is going to die, the body which will die tomorrow, the body which will die today. Jesus is coming soon. He is coming to take the faithful, those who are holy and righteous before him. But there is a foundation which is shaken. The foundation of the church is shaken. The bishops are now ordaining the gay pastors. Where is it in the Bible? Which part of the Bible does it state that there should be pastors who are gay? Where in the Bible is abortion encouraged? When now the abortion has been legalized, you as a Christian, are you going to tell the members of your church that it is okay? You as a Christian, are you going to compromise and say all is well? You as a Christian, what are you doing about it? Why can't you stand up on your right and tell the truth about the Bible? Just say what the Bible says. Don't say what your feeling says. Don't say what your emotion says. Don't say what you think. Say what the Bible says, because the Bible is the word of the Lord. Jesus said, all these things will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The word of the Lord will not pass away. The word of the living God will not pass away. Let's look at this woman, the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman who went to the well in the middle of the day when nobody was there. She could not go at the time in the morning when people were there because she was ashamed. She thought that the world had passed judgment on her. She felt that the world has passed judgment on her. That anybody who saw her would just see a prostitute. That anybody who saw her would just see a sinner. And she went to the well at the sixth hour. That was the time Jesus was also ready to go and deliver her from the powers of prostitution, from the powers of darkness. And Jesus asked her for water. Jesus is asking you for water today. Water that Jesus is asking for is your heart. The water that Jesus is asking for is your body. The water that Jesus is asking for is you. You as the church. Jesus is saying, give me water. Give me your heart. Give me your body so that I may dwell in you. Are you ready to give Jesus your body? Are you ready to give Jesus your heart? Are you ready to give Jesus water so that he gives you everlasting water to drink? Jesus is saying today, give me water. Brother, give me water. My sister, give me water. Jesus is saying, hear to the voice of the Lord. Judgment has been passed. Tribulation has already started. If you die as a sinner, you will not go to eternal life. You will go to hell. Oh, judgment is there. Destruction is there. Nobody knows the time. Nobody knows the day. Not even the angels. Not even Jesus knows the time. Not even Jesus knows the day. But God alone knows the day. The woman said, why do you ask of me water? Since when did Samaritans give water to the Jews? Jesus is a Jew, according to her. She did not see Jesus as the Son of God. She did not see Jesus as the Savior. She only saw the Jew part of Jesus. She only saw Jesus as one of the Israel. How do you see Jesus? How do you view Jesus? What is your view about Jesus? Do you see Jesus as the Messiah? Do you see him as the Savior of your heart?
Do you see him as the, and his finished work on the cross? How do you view him? Do you see him as the eternal life giver, the one that will take you to the throne of the Father, the one that will help you to reach the Father, the one that will make you to be, that will sit on the right hand of the Father, of God the Father? Oh, Jesus sees you. You may cheat me. You may lie to me. You may lie to me that you are righteous before the Lord. You may lie to me that you are holy before the Lord. But you cannot lie to yourself. And you cannot lie to the Holy Spirit. Jesus told this woman, go get your... Jesus said, I can give you, if you knew the type of water I have, the water that is everlasting, the water that when you drink you will not thirst again. And this woman said, oh yeah, there's something here. I think I should get this water so that I do not thirst again. Today, are you saying you need to get this water so that you don't thirst again? Jesus is here with the water. The water that when you drink will not thirst again. The water that will take you to everlasting life. The water that will give you life. The water that will make you be raptured up. The water that will make angels come and get you and take you to the glory of God. This is the water that Jesus has. The water of life. And Jesus told the woman, go and bring your husband. And the woman said, I have no husband. Jesus knows you. Jesus knew this woman did not have a husband. This, the woman realized that this was not the Hebrew that I was thinking, that this is a special day for me, that this is a man that knows my what I am. He knows me from inside out. Oh, this woman even ran. This woman ran and told people, come and see one who has told me everything about me. She realized that everything was not normal. She realized that the time had come for her to change. She realized that the one that was with her was a different person. She realized that this was not a normal person. She realized that this was a unique person. She realized that this was an omnipresent person, omnipotent person, everlasting person, the great I am. This woman realized, oh, this is a very important person in my life. This is the only one that can deliver me from powers of prostitution. This is the only one that can deliver me from powers of sexual immorality. This is the only one that can deliver me from gay. This is the only one that can deliver me from all the sins. The only one that can make me persevere during the time of tribulation. How do you view Jesus today? Do you view him as the Hebrew? Perhaps the happiness of the world is replacing God in your heart, because today the happiness of the world is replacing God. Today, sex and sexual pleasures and the love of self is replacing God, and it can be seen ruling our TVs today. There's no more acceptability. There's more acceptability of religion than to Christ, the Lamb of God. We accept religion. There is a difference between religion and salvation. There is a difference between religion and total deliverance. Time has come for us to repent. Time has come for us to repent and to come back to Jesus, the bread of life. Time has come for us to repent so that we come back to Jesus, the divine offering. Time has come for us to repent and come back to Jesus, the vine. And when we come, when he is the vine, we shall be the branches. Time has come when we should come back to Jesus, because he is the only bread of life. He is the sacrifice that God made. God so loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. at that time there was judgment that had been passed, that either you believe in the Son of God, and if you believe in the Son of God, you will have everlasting life. But if you don't believe in the Son of God, the judgment is you will perish. Are you out to perish or to have Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as the only choice, as the only one in your life, as the only one in your thinking, as the only one in your family? Jesus is calling you today. Jesus is saying, come, 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 come. I love you so much. I love you so much. That is why I had to suffer. That is why I had to be crucified. That is why I had to be nailed. That is why there were thorns on my head. That is why so many things happened to me. That is why they stripped off the cloak from me and I remained naked. I carried your shame to the cross. I carried your shame. I carried your sin to the cross. I did not care about my body. Jesus did not care about his body. They whipped him. The blood came out of his body. They broke his bones. Oh, here and there they bruised his body. Oh, the man of God, the Son of God, they pierced his rib and water and blood came out. The blood that cleanses us, the blood that was brought for us to cleanse us from sin, the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of the Messiah, the blood of the living God. Today I'm calling upon you to repent and come to the blood of Jesus Christ. Come unto the blood of Jesus Christ. It washes the sins as white as snow. Even if your sins are as red as the blood itself, even if it is very red, oh, Jesus will wash it. This blood will wash it. The blood that healeth. This is the blood that can heal cancer. This is the blood that when you call upon, all the diseases will go away. This is the blood that when you see it, oh, one day when Jesus was walking, there was a man living in the grave, among the graves of the dead. And the demons that were in him, noticed, they realized Jesus and they saw Jesus. And they said, why have you come to destroy us? They realized, even the demons in the man recognized Jesus. Oh, today I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus is here for you. Can you recognize Jesus? Can you recognize the blood of Jesus? Jesus is just calling you today. He is coming and he's saying, repent. He's calling the judge and saying, the judgment is there. There is judgment today. There is judgment. The judgment is, if you don't live a righteous life, if you don't live a holy life, if you don't repent, if you don't become saved, then it means you will not have eternal life. You will die. And when you die, you'll perish. You will perish. You will perish. Oh, no one knows the day. No one knows the time. Not even heaven knows the time. The angels in heaven do not know the time. The angels in heaven do not know the time. Jesus, the Son of God, does not know the time. Who are you if Jesus, the Son of God, does not know the time? What makes you think that you can dwell in sin? Oh, judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Oh, let us repent. Jesus is calling us. He is saying, come drink this water, the water I have brought for you, the water of life, the everlasting water, the water which will take you to heaven, the water which will make you to be seated in the right hand of God, the water which will make you to be raptured at the time, the last time of rapture, the water that will make the angels to come and get you and take you to heaven. This is the water Jesus is giving you. This water, you can only get it when you repent. And you repent and call upon the Lord. And you repent and call upon the Lord. And tell God to forgive you your sins. And cry out to the Almighty of God. And tell him to forgive you all your sins. He will forgive you. God is a merciful God. God is a merciful God. God is a merciful God. God loves us so much. Oh, he loves us. That is why he brought his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. Your unfaithfulness is bringing you to judgment. Your unfaithfulness, nothing but your unfaithfulness. When you are not faithful to God, when you have other gods before you, then it is bringing you to judgment. When you are unfaithful, you have idols before you, you worship other gods. Maybe the other gods you worship is your car. You have a lot of wealth that you can no longer think that one day you are going to die. What about your friends who have died? Where do you think they went? What about tomorrow? Do you hold tomorrow in your hands? Nobody knows about tomorrow. Nobody knows about tomorrow. Jesus is calling you. He is saying, come. I died for you. I died for you. I suffered for you. He is saying, repent. I know you are sinners. I know you have fallen short of my glory. I know you have fallen short of God's glory. But you only need to repent. Repent now. Repent now. Jesus is saying, I have the bread of life. I am the bread of life. My body is the bread of life. My blood is sufficient. It is the only one that is enough. It is the only one that gives life. But only if you repent. He is calling us to repent. He is calling us to repent. To repent from gay. To repent from sexual immorality. To repent from the love of self. To repent from the greed of pleasures. Pleasures of the world. The greed of pleasures. The greed of money. The greed of self-pleasure. The greed of self-uplifting. The adoration of things that are not valued before God. The things that we are going to live here. The people that started this country. The founders of this country, the rulers of this country, the first governors of this country, the first governments of this country, they founded it on God's word. They founded it on Jesus' word. They loved God. And they said, God bless America. They called upon God to bless America. They knew God was the only one person that would bless America. They knew that when a country founded on God, would be a God-fearing country. They knew that God was the answer to everything. That is why they said, may God bless America. America was founded on Christianity. America was founded on the Word of God. America was founded on the Bible. America was founded on God's love. America was founded on God's vision. Why are we giving our backs to the Word of God? Why are we giving our backs to the Word of God, to the Word of God that was founded? Abraham Lincoln, what did he say? What did he tell us as Americans? Oh, let's go back to God. Jesus is calling us. Jesus is calling us. He is saying, come get the water. There is water that when you get, you shall not thirst again. Jesus is the bread of life. He is saying, come, 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 come drink this water. Come, repent, 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 drink this water. When you drink this water, you will not perish. When you drink this water, you will not thirst again. Christ's second coming will be swift and sudden. There will be no opportunity for last-minute repentance or bargaining. The choice we have already made will determine our eternal destiny. We have to make the choice now. I am saying Christ's second coming will be swift, very swift, and it will be very, very sudden. The rapture will take place. It will be faster than lightning. It will take place very, very fast.
There'll be no time for us to repent. There'll be no time for us to have a chance to ask God for forgiveness. There'll be no time for us. And when we don't repent, what will happen to us? There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is a phrase which is used to describe despair. God's coming judgment is as certain as Jesus returned to us. Believe whether we believe it or not, God is going to there is God's coming judgment. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Remember the 10 bridesmaids. What happened to them? They were waiting. They had lamps. All the 10 had lamps. They had oil in their lamps. That means they had Holy Spirit in them. These people had Holy Spirit. These were Christians. These people were Christians. They had Holy Spirit in them. That is the oil. They had oil in their lamps. Oh, what happened? These people, they had oil in their lamps. And when they, as the time went by, as they were waiting, hours passed and hours went. Oh, the wedding day. That was the wedding day. That was a day of wedding. Just imagine a wedding day. They waited and waited and waited and waited. And when they fell asleep, they fell asleep. Have we fallen asleep as a church? Have we fallen asleep as a church? Have we fallen asleep as Christians? Listen to what happened when they fell asleep. I believe we have fallen asleep as Christians. I believe we have fallen asleep as a church. That is why we no longer rebuke sin. That is why we have so many idols before us. That is why there is no difference between us and the world. Look at the divorce rate. The rate of divorce is higher in among the Christians, among the believers, than among the non-believers. That means we have fallen asleep. As Christians, we have fallen asleep. Oh, we have fallen asleep, and that is why the divorce rate is high. As Christians, we have fallen asleep, and that is why our children are in drugs. As Christians, we have fallen asleep, and that is why our children are so much in pornography. As Christians, we have fallen asleep, and that is why some of us are involved in pornography. As Christians, we have fallen asleep, and that is why we are full of slander. As Christians, we have fallen asleep, and that is why we are now looking for pleasure in gay marriages. As Christians, we have fallen asleep, and that is why there is abortion taking place. Even if there is a law that has been passed that abortion is legalized, as a Christian, nobody is forcing you to abort. It is your own decision. You decide by yourself. You decide in your heart, and you do it by yourself. Nobody is forcing you. Therefore, don't tell me that it has been legalized. The Bible does not legalize it. We have fallen asleep. That is why we are aborting. That is why we are thinking of divorce. Why are pastors having divorce? Why are pastors having divorce? Our God is a God of a second chance. What are we showing the world if we as pastors are having divorce in our families? The families are breaking because we cannot forgive. And God tells us to forgive. We have fallen asleep. That is why we cannot forgive. We have fallen asleep. That is why we cannot even forgive our own children. We have fallen asleep. That is why we cannot forgive our own husband. We have fallen asleep. That is why we cannot forgive our own wives. We have fallen asleep. That is why we cannot forgive our employees. We have fallen asleep. That is why we cannot forgive the government. We have fallen asleep. That is why we cannot forgive our bosses, our supervisors. We have fallen asleep. We have fallen asleep the way they fell asleep. And as they were sleeping, what happened?
When we look at
the book of Matthew, it tells us that the time came, and the bridegroom came, and they came at the time when people were drowsy and had fallen asleep, at midnight, the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Time is now. This is the time of the midnight." There is a cry. There is a bell ringing. John the Baptist says, "Prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. Make his path clean. Make his path straight. Live a righteous life." At midnight, the cry rang out. "Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." This is our midnight now. There is a voice saying, "Judgment has been passed. The bridegroom is coming. Let's repent. Let's turn to God. Let's repent. Let's turn to God." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourself." The bridegroom is coming. He's coming to wed the church. And the Holy Spirit will not be with you. You will not have oil in your heart. You will be full of sin. You will not have repented. You will not have repented. And you will say, "Oh God, I know you love me so much. Give me time to go and repent." But God will tell you, "No, I gave you enough time. I gave you preachers who told you about repentance. I gave you enough time to preach, to hear the preaching, to hear about the coming of the Messiah, to hear about the judgment, to hear about repentance. The time is now. You might go out to look for a pastor and tell pastor, 'Pray for me so that I repent.'" Those bridegrooms, they went to look for oil. They went to look for oil, to fill their lamps with the oil. The virgins later, they came back. And when they came back, the door was already closed. The bridegroom arrived. The virgins who had oil in their lamps were inside. They were ready for the wedding banquet. And the door was shut. They were ready for the coming of the Messiah, and the door was shut. Those who are ready for the coming of the Messiah, when the Messiah comes, you will be taken to heaven, and the door will be shut. Those who have repented, and those who repent and accept Jesus as the Savior of their life, you will be given eternal life, and the door will be shut. But those who will not have repented, those who will not have listened to what we are saying today, what will happen to them? What will happen to them? Remember, no one knows the time. Remember, no one knows the day. Remember, no one knows the hour. Not even the angels in heaven. Not even Jesus. Not even the Son of God. Not even the Son of Man, but God Himself. "I tell you the truth," Jesus said. He will tell those people, "I don't know you." Jesus said, and He said He's telling us the truth because it's the truth. and is the way, the only way to life, to eternal life. He will tell us, I don't know you. Therefore, get out of this place. You will be sent away. You will be sent away. Jesus will say, I don't know you. Judgment has been passed. If you are not known, then there is a place that will be for you, where there will be gnawing of teeth, where there will be crying, where there will be suffering. The judgment has been passed for those who will not be known by Jesus, for those who will not have oil in their lamp, for those who will not have repented, for those who will not have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. Judgment has been passed. Today, Jesus is saying, repent, 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 repent. If we repent, we shall have eternal life. But if we don't repent, judgment has been passed. As it was in the days of Noah, people were busy. They were busy doing their own thing. They were busy drinking. There was prostitution. There was pornography. There was gay marriages. People were drinking. People were marrying. There were all sorts of things. Noah told them. Noah was building the ark. They saw Noah building the ark. They did not give attention to Noah. They did not repent. They did not repent at all. And when time came, the time of flood, Noah got into the ark, and the door was closed. All these people perished. Remember, Jesus is the only key to heaven. Repent. Don't let the judgment that fell on Israel fall on you. The children of Israel, they left Egypt. And when they left Egypt, they were promised the promised land. But they spent 40 years murmuring, 40 years fornication, 40 years idol worship, 40 years compromise gospel, 40 years making idols, 40 years, they turned their back again against God. And there was judgment. Most of them died. They died, they perished in the wilderness, except Joshua and Caleb. God cannot tolerate sin, because sin defeats the purpose of God's love that he offered on the cross. God pleads with sinners, and his love reaches as low as sin would take us. Sin is judged, and his wages is death. He is pleading, God is pleading and saying, come, come, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The rest is in Jesus. The rest was on the cross. The finished work of Jesus brought us the rest. Come to God for restoration, for the time is now. These are the last days. Jesus is coming soon. Repent and call upon the Lord, and you will join the saints. Don't be like the five virgins who did not have oil and were locked out. The time is now. Remember, in the book of Hosea, we are told that Hosea got married to a woman called Gomer. This woman was not faithful to the husband. She was not faithful. She was married to Hosea. Gomer was married to Hosea, but Gomer would leave Hosea and go run for other women, other men. She went after other men.
and time and again she would go back to Hosea. And any time she went back to Hosea, Hosea loved her so much, and Hosea accepted her back. Gomer went away again, went with other men, spent time, leisure, until she became what the world today say useless. And then she said, I will go back to my husband. I will go back to my husband. We are lost in sin, and we have fallen short of God's glory. Time for us has come for us to say, I will go back to my God. Time has come for us to say, I will go back to the finished work on the cross. Time has come for us to say, this is the time for me to repent. I am going back to the Lord. I am killing the flesh. I will no longer live in sin. No more. No more fornication. No more idol worship. No more of earthly things. No more slavery. Slavery to the flesh. No more doing what the world wants. No more doing what the flesh wants. No more pornography. I repent today. I need Jesus because judgment is there. Judgment is there. The wages of sin is death. Death is the judgment that has been passed on sin. It is now. You either repent now and have eternal life because God is saying, I love you so much. I love you so much. Gomer said, oh, I will go back to my husband. And she went back to her husband. Oh, Gomer said, I will go back to my husband. And she went back to her husband. Sin is judged. Remember, sin is judged. And his wages is death. Would you like to die? No. Why die when God loves you so much? Why die when God is there to restore you? Why die when Jesus died for you on the cross? Why die when there was a finished work on the cross? Why die when the blood of Jesus is sufficient? Why die when Jesus came for you? Why die when God gave you his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but will have everlasting life? Why? You only need to repent. The time is now. The unsuspecting will suddenly be removed and destroyed, just as they were destroyed in the days of Noah. Anything that you are laying your hands on, anything that you suspect will give you leisure of the world, anything that you think will give you the joy of the world, the earthly leisure, those things will go away. Those things will perish. Those things will go away. They will die. They will die like the petal of the flowers. The time is now. Come to Jesus. Jesus is calling you. This country was founded on the love of God. This country had a foundation of God. The founders of this country based everything on God. On the fourth, we shall be remembering some of those who died for this country. Remember some of them. They died for so that we would get independence. Without them sacrificing their love for the country, without them sacrificing their love for this country, we would not have gotten independence. Without God sacrificing his only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, we would not have had eternal life. But Jesus, God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. Everlasting life is the only one, the only thing that you should long for. Judgment is there. Jesus is coming soon and very soon. We are going to see the Lord. We are going. Oh, Jesus tells us about the final judgment when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him. He will sit on his throne in the heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you? Remember, the time is now. You may not remember what you are doing, but above all, repent, repent, repent. No one knows the time. No one knows the day. No one knows the hour. Jesus tells us about the final judgment. Remember the final judgment. Remember the final judgment when the Son of God will sit on the glory. He will sit on his glory. And all the angels will be with him there. He will sit on his throne. He will judge. He will judge while he is seated in the heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered there. You and me will be there before him for judgment. Oh, you will remember the time you did not repent. And he will separate the people, one from the other. He will separate the people. He will separate the sheep from the goats. He will separate the sinners from the righteous. He will separate the holy people. He will separate the ones who have repented. He will separate the ones who have worked for him, the ones who have called upon his name, the ones who have occupied until the time, the last time. And if you do not occupy until the time of the judgment, then you will perish. Time is now. The time is now. Are you ready to accept Jesus? Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, who is there, will be seated on the throne of glory during the time of judgment, when the sheep and the goat will be judged, when you and I will be judged, when God will say you don't have oil in your lamp, he will lock you out. When God will say you have oil in your lamp, come in and enjoy, have everlasting life. When God will say you work for me, you repented, you lived a righteous life, you repented, although you were gay. But when I called upon you and I said repent, you repented. When you were gay and I called upon you and I said forget about your sins, I want you to work for me now, and you work for him. When God will say, oh, you were a slanderer, and when I called upon you to repent, you repented. When God will say, oh, you are good at judging the government, you are good at talking about the president, you are good at talking about what the Congress is doing and what the Congress is not doing, and you are a Christian, you are good only at seeing sins in the other, seeing the space in others' eyes, but you do not repent. Therefore, I don't know you. He will turn you away. The time is now. Repent. Repent. God is calling America. America, repent. God is calling America. all the fences, all the four corners of America, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, listen to the voice of the Lord. The Lord is saying, America, repent. Come to the Lord. Come and accept Jesus. Jesus the Messiah. Judgment is there. Judgment is coming. God is saying, today, America, repent, 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 repent. Come, make the path of the way and your ways clean. Make your path clean. America, repent. Come to God. Come to God. God is saying, repent today. You and me, we are the people of America. God is calling us to repent. The country that was founded on God. The country that was founded on the word of God. The country that was founded on the Bible. God is calling us today. And he's saying, repent. Let's pray. Father Lord, I come to you today. I thank you for this country. I thank you for everything that you have blessed in this country. God, may you help us to repent. May you help those who have heard this message. May you help those who have heard the call of repentance. May you help them to repent and to turn away from their sins. To turn away from their sins. If the people called by God's name will repent from their sins and call upon the Lord, God will hear them in heaven. God will heal their land. God will save them from destruction. God will save them from judgment. God will give them eternal life. God, may you remember America. Those who have hearts which are as hard as a rock, may you melt the rocky part of their hearts. God, may you melt them. May they remember Jesus Christ. May they see how Jesus was nailed on the cross. May they see how Jesus suffered. May they see how Jesus died for us. May they see the finished work of Jesus on the cross. May they see how Jesus suffered on his way. How he sweat in the Garden of Gethsemane. How he said, Lord, he called upon the Father. And he said, let your will be done. He called upon God. And he said, take this cup away from me, but let not my will, but your will be done. It was painful. It was painful for Jesus. It was not easy for him. Oh, he sweat. The sweat was of blood. Oh, Jesus, he died on the cross. He was crucified. He fell several times. He was whipped. He was nailed. He had torn on the head. Oh, Jesus, he was removed the clothes. The clothes were removed. He was left naked. The spat on him. Jesus was on the cross. He was hanged there. There was a lot that happened on the cross. And it was finished. And he told God, forgive them for they do not know what they are doing. He died for us. He brought us salvation. And he's only calling and saying, repent, repent, repent. Father, may you help us to repent. May you help us to repent. Lord, may you help us to repent. May you help us, Lord. May you help us to repent. As Americans, may you help us to repent. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now I'm calling upon anybody. Those who have heard this message and they want to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I'm calling upon you now and I'm saying, may you repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your finished work on the cross. Thank you for the blood. Your blood which was shed for me on the cross. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for your grace. Lord, I am a sinner and I've fallen short of your glory. Forgive me my sins. Forgive me my sins. And write my name in the book of life.
Lord, help me to receive eternal life. Help me to live a righteous life. Help me to live a holy life and forgive me my sins. I repent all the sins that I've done. I repent because I have lived a life which is not holy. I repent because I have had idols. I have had other gods besides you. Although I am a Christian, I have not forgiven. I have not forgiven my family members. I have not forgiven my children. I have not forgiven my parents. I have not forgiven my father. I have not forgiven my mother. I have not forgiven my siblings. I repent. Forgive me, Lord. Take me to eternal life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remember, Jesus is calling. Repent, repent, repent. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. The final judgment is coming. Amen. In Jesus' name. Shalom, shalom, shalom.